This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So that November jobs report we've been talking about all day, it's important that you know that that's a net number. It's all the hiring that happened in this economy last month, minus all the layoffs and retirements and people quitting. Point being, there's always a certain amount of churn in the labor market, right? But along came the pandemic, and the labor market pot wasn't just stirred, it was shaken vigorously, too. People decided to switch careers or just go looking for a job that paid better. Since then, what's happened, do you suppose? Marketplace's Justin Ho has this churn update.
Let's start with layoffs. We've been hearing a lot about job cuts at big tech companies recently, but the overall number of layoffs is still well below pre-pandemic levels by several hundred thousand every month. Peter Orazum is an economics professor at Iowa State University.
There's not a whole lot of firms that want to be laying people off because it's so hard for them to hire.
But layoffs are not the biggest factor in labor market churn. People quitting their jobs is. Right now, quits are well above pre-pandemic levels by hundreds of thousands a month.
And they've been at an atypically high level for most of the pandemic.
And that's the sign that there's a lot more churn happening in the labor market than there was before the pandemic. Caitlin Duffy is a research director at the consulting firm Gartner. She says companies used to have to assume about 1 in 5 of their employees would quit every year. Now that's jumped to 1 in 4.
So in other words, a workforce of 25,000 employees would need to prepare for an additional 1,000 voluntary departures.
Duffy says this is the Great Resignation. People have been seeking out jobs that give them more flexibility. And as more people started working remotely,
employees gained access to a far wider range of employment options than they had before, and more freedom to pursue roles more attractive than their current ones.
And that's good news. Higher churn rates are a sign of a healthy labor market, says John Haltewanger, an economics professor at the University of Maryland.
That's oftentimes the way workers move up the job ladder. There are earnings gains associated.
Haltewanger says job churn can help employers, too. That's because a worker who moves from job to job is likely to land somewhere where their skills are a better fit, and that improves productivity.
A high productivity business is in part a high productivity business because it attracts and retains good workers and workers that are well matched to what that firm is trying to do.
Haltewanger says it's still too early to tell whether the broader economy is benefiting from higher churn rates, since a lot of the upsides of job churn play out over the long term. Meanwhile, over the last 6 to 8 months, data suggests the churn rate may have peaked, says Skanda Amarnath, executive director of the advocacy group Employ America.
We've seen that the volume of quits and hires has been going down from elevated levels, albeit.
That's a sign that churn could be settling closer to its pre-pandemic level.
But not that we are seeing a new regime of quitting and hiring relative to what we otherwise would see.
Before the pandemic, there were a lot of factors causing job churn to decline over the last couple decades, says Kate Bond, chief economist at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth.
Things like corporate concentration, of course, if companies are bigger, you're less likely to move between companies. There's the long-term decline in worker bargaining power that I think also could be reducing job churn.
And even though labor market forces are on the workers' side right now, Bond says there haven't been any changes to labor market policy that would keep job churn elevated in the long run. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.